every person I know always is willing to talk about marriage, whether their marriage is good or whether their marriage is bad. In fact, it's quite interesting to listen to the culture here in America and the way it responds in relationship to marriage. There are so many issues around the theme, but today, what I want to do is that I want us together to talk through this serious but yet exciting subject of marriage.
Today more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer. He believes people change the world, and with his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
Does your life ever get busy? Mine does. And when you live a busy life, a full life, there's one thing that always is important to do, and that is to consider and evaluate the fundamentals of everything in your life. For those of us that have the privilege of being married, there is no question at all that how your life goes many days, so goes your marriage. In fact, if your marriage is good, it impacts every area in your life in a positive way. If your marriage is struggling, then obviously it impacts your life, usually in a negative way. So many people struggle in career because of a marriage that is struggling. So many people struggle with their health, with feeling good, with feeling positive, even mentally and physically, all because the marriage might be questionable. Now let's just get it straight today. No one has all the answers to marriage but God alone. But what I want to do today is that I want to lead you into considering four keys to a successful marriage. I have been married to one woman for 41 years at the end of 2017. In fact, we married on the last day of the year. I kid her, still to this day, and her dad when he was alive, that the reason I did that is that I was such at a high income level in college, I needed the deduction. But in reality, I was making $75 a week pastoring a local church. Marriage is a partnership between a husband and a wife. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today. So listen carefully. This might be one that you want to share with your spouse. It might be one that you want to share with those that you work with, or those you go to church with, or those you go out to the ball game with. Everyone wants encouragement about marriage. For those of you who have been listening to the podcast, you know that I'm the pastor of a local church. But what I also know is that most of us, we don't always need to hear another sermon about what we know God wants us to do already in marriage. It comes down to evaluating, looking at, and then making new commitments and things to do in relationship to what needs to happen in our marriage. Well, today what I want to do is that I want to elevate four keys to you having a successful marriage. In fact, I really believe it transcends all generations, from newlyweds all the way to those who have been married for 50, 60, 70 years. You see, it's really hard work. That's what marriage is. I mean, we can talk about the wonderful times and we can talk about the tough days. But when you really look at marriage, it is difficult. and we are swimming against the current of our culture constantly about what to do in this holy matrimony called marriage. Well, today I speak to you practically, obviously from a biblical worldview, but I also speak to you practically from being married to my wife Gina for 41 years. You see, you can always count on this. Everyone in this culture will do everything they can to put pressure on your marriage, pressure on your schedule, pressure on your children. Pressure, pressure, pressure. It never, never ends. Just recently, I was talking to my congregation about that very issue. And I can assure you that the vast majority of the public will never encourage you to stay in your marriage when your marriage gets tough. But today, perhaps I can help you navigate just simply by sharing with you a few things that have been keys for us making it in our 41 years together. Here's the first key to a successful marriage. Consider this. Learn from one another. Learn from one another. After being married to one person a long time, we have learned a lot about each other. Quite honestly, I've learned a lot more about myself than I've learned about my spouse. I've learned about how difficult it is to deny myself. I learned how difficult it is to serve other people, including my wife. I learned how difficult it is at times to give in and to do what I need to do for the sake of our marriage or for the sake of our family. But I also have learned so much from Gina. For example, I'm a pretty strong-willed guy. Some say I'm a leader. And I want you to know, as a leader at times, you always, if you're not careful, feel like you have to have your way. But you know, there's one thing about leadership I've learned so much in recent years. I'm not always right. I might have a strong opinion, but having a strong opinion or a strong conviction doesn't make me right. What makes it right is to do what is best at the time for the sake of your marriage, as long as you do not compromise anything biblical relating to your convictions about what the Bible says about marriage. But while I am so strong in so many ways, not in a good way at times, but I'm strong in my personality. Oftentimes, you know, Gina has had to put up with a lot. You ever feel that way? But I've learned from her humility. I've learned from her service. I've learned from her the value of doing things together and the value of knowing that God can use my wife to teach me. And guess what? Even after 41 years of being together, I'm still learning. You say, well, you must not be very sharp, dude. Well, there's no question about that. But I'll tell you what the issue is that we have to always keep on learning. Perhaps what I want to do today is to really encourage you in your marriage and tell you to learn from your spouse. You know, you have to look at this from a biblical perspective because you know that God is sovereign and you know that you really believed God wanted you to marry this person that you're married to. So since you're married to your husband or married to your wife, and you felt it was the right thing to do, then certainly God can use them in your life to help you be all God wants you to be. But that takes humility. That takes a teachable spirit to learn from one another. For example, if you're asked to do something in your life, or you're in the midst of making a decision in your life, have you ever stopped long enough and ask your spouse what they think of it rather than just racing out here and doing it? I learned early on in marriage that if I make a decision and that decision is what I believe is right, usually God will use my wife to confirm that decision in my heart. But if she doesn't feel great about that decision, then I don't make that decision any longer. You see, here's the thing we've got to understand is that if it affects my life, and sooner or later it's going to affect her life. And this is not my life and her life. It's our life together. Therefore, we need to learn from one another. Here's a second key that has been very, very important to our marriage, and that is to walk closely with the Lord individually and together. Did you hear that? To walk closely with the Lord individually and together. One of the things that I do and have done ever since really I was in college is that I begin my day with God every day. I get up early and I get up first things first. I spend time with the Lord. I practiced that in my older years of high school, but the consistency came in college when a man encouraged me to give the first hour of my day to God every day. And I took that challenge, and that challenge has been the priority of every day in my life since I was in college. In fact, I was a freshman in college. But one of the things that really encourages me is that I know that when I walk out of my study, which is at home, and I've spent some initial time with the Lord, that usually, even though Gina gets up a little bit later than I do, she's always there and she's always engaging the Lord as well. You see, not only do I take my relationship serious, she takes her relationship with God also seriously. I tell young couples at the altar at times when I marry them, I tell them, I say, listen, you need to imagine that the Lord is at the top of the triangle, and each one of you are at the bottom ends of that triangle. And the closer you come to God, who is at the top of that triangle, the closer you're going to get together in your marital relationship. And that depends on individual walking with Christ, but it also depends on walking side by side with the Lord together. You see, you need to be able to come to the point in your life spiritually that you can do even your spiritual life together. You can talk about what you're learning. You can talk about a message together that you hear about in church. You can talk about a book that you're reading or an article that you saw that really helped you and encouraged you. You can even pray together. I know that so many couples never spend time to pray together, but you know what? Praying together will really help you stay together, because when you pray together, it makes both of you accountable to the Lord in a greater way. Every night, the final thing Gina and I do together is that we pray together. That's not always easy. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be some dissertation that you all of a sudden pronounce to God before you fall asleep. It's really a wrap-up moment. It's a moment when you pray for things relating to your family, or perhaps it's a time when you're praying for someone who has a special need, just like we have done this week. You see, everyone needs to know that they're in the battle of walking with God, not just simply by themselves, but even with their mate. There's nothing like knowing that your mate is walking with the Lord. Here's the third key that I want to encourage you to consider, and that is to live life together. Live life together. You see, when you are walking with the Lord together, that's going to engage in certain experiences like going to church on Sunday. In fact, I can tell you one of the things that I have noticed and I have heard from so many of our people as they have lost their long-term, many-year spouse is one of the hardest days of the week is Sunday for them. Not because it's the weekend, but because it is about one thing, and that is their spouse they could always count on would go to church with them, and they would go together. And so it takes them a period of time to know that living that part of life together, even their spiritual life, was an important matter in their life. And when their spouse is gone, they know how important it is. But obviously, if you're listening to this podcast and you're alive and well in your marriage, whether you're struggling or you're being and living in the height of success in all of your history together, the real challenge is, are you living life together? You know, as a minister of the gospel, as a pastor of a local church, I see so many pastors and their wives who don't live life together. I see it in our own church. People that are busy, men go this way, women go this way. People go this way with the kids, people go that way with the kids, and then they never go anywhere together with one another. But you know what? You need to designate a time every week where you and your spouse are together. Gina and I have had the privilege to do that for a long, long time. You see, the wife goes one way and the other guy goes the other way. People like me, a husband. Guess what happens? Is that that is not a healthy situation for your marriage. But many years ago, a few decades ago, Gina and I began to designate that Friday was going to be that day that we would spend together. It would be rare that we don't spend most of Friday together. We do all kinds of things together. We go eat lunch together. We just drive on some days together. We go to ball games together. I mean, we have done, go to movies together. We've done all kinds of things together. And there are times that perhaps that I'm coming in from somewhere or she's coming in from somewhere and we haven't been together for a period of an hour, or maybe somehow my flight got delayed from coming in the night before and I don't get in until mid-morning or late morning on that Friday. But whatever the situation is, we make up for it. We do what we can to make sure that we both prioritize the importance of that day in our life. All I know is this, is that you can't live life singular and have a successful marriage. You've got to live life together. Marriage is not you flying solo and your mate out here flying solo. It's both of you flying together. It's not good for you or for your marriage to always be alone without your spouse. In fact, I am totally convinced that if that's the choice you're making presently, there will be a day, sooner or later, where you will live with deep regret about that in your life. And I want to remind all of you today, your children, I know many of you investing in your children, you better remember your children are transient. They're here today and they're gone tomorrow. And so many couples lose their marriage after their kids are gone because they have soaked their life in their kids. And now they've been so dominated by their children and have run their life by their kids and by their vocation that when the kids are gone, they have nothing in common. That's not healthy. The first allegiance you have should be to the Lord, and the second allegiance should be to your spouse. So get committed to that and learn to live life together. And the fourth key that I want to encourage us to do is to honor the calling that God has placed upon your life. Every one of you are called to do something in life. We think of that oftentimes in a vocational sense, and rightly so. But we also need to think of it even beyond that, and it's about the purpose in your life. You know, what is God's purpose for your life? What is God's purpose for your marriage? All of this comes together beautifully as you learn to live life together and you determine that you're going to honor God with doing life by His purposes, by His will, and by His word. The future doesn't belong simply to you. The future does not belong simply to your spouse. It belongs together. And together, not simply as a couple, but together with God. You see, it doesn't matter what your vocation is, your age in your life, or the stage in your life, pre-children, in the midst of children, post-children, entering grandparenthood, or whatever the situation may be. It doesn't matter what that is, the vocation, the age, or the stage of your life. God wants you to live out His purpose together. And God wants you as a couple to bring Him glory together. So honor the Lord with His purposes being lived out in your life and in your marriage and in your family and even in your vocation and age and stage of life in every way. And you can have a successful marriage. So what are those four keys? Oh, they're important. The first key is learn from one another. The second key is to walk closely with the Lord, individually and together. The third key is to live life together. Marriage is not about flying solo. You live life together. And then honor God's calling upon your life together. Whatever that may be, I hope that you will enter in to having a successful marriage. I close with this today. Marriage after marriage is being lost. It doesn't matter what the age is or what the stage of marriage can be. I've seen it from young to mid-age, and I've seen it even in elder age walk away from one another. Listen carefully. Marriage is not about walking away from each other. Marriage is walking toward one another, hand in hand, continually. May God give you the power to have the life and the leadership to demonstrate and to live out that kind of marriage.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.